Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You should be Peter McNeely. You got me in your cocoon. And again, I wasn't trying to be negative. I wasn't trying to be mad. I was trying to get the gauge of the people. And here we are. It's Friday. And I said, I'm tired of being down. I'm tired of being negative. I don't want to be any of that. I want to look forward to this game. I want to rally everybody and get going against the Orlando Magic. And I threw out the number several times, 216-474-0092. I want the Cavs fans to get in because this is your last chance before the series, before we set sail. And I don't want, if they go out there and they win this series in five games or something like that, I don't want anybody to feel guilty that they weren't there when the Cavs let them know on a Saturday. And I threw it out to you. I said, let's go. Come on. I've spent enough time being down in the mouth. And then here it is.
Yeah, I blame people like you.
It's not my fault.
When you spend all week telling people
it's
not a big deal.
I didn't do that. Don't blame me. It's not my fault. Stop. Don't. I gave them the opportunity.
I do blame you.
It's not my fault. Don't blame me.
Because I have been all excited all season about the playoffs. I never got too high or too low with the regular season. I said it's all about the playoffs. Then we get to the playoffs. And my co-host is acting like it's just no big deal that a Cleveland team makes the playoffs.
And I told you they can call in and they can tweet, they can email, they can carrier pigeon, they can do whatever they can to get in and say, let's get going here. Let's let them know whatever you want to do. And they're not doing it, Tone. Well, it's not my fault.
That's fine.
I'm not saying they can't
do it.
That's
fine.
It is not my law.
And then when the Cavs take care of the Magic in, what, five games is what I think most people are expecting now outside of Cleveland. Here, they just think we have no chance and I guess we're just going to get swept or something because they don't know anything about the Magic.
You said people were lining up to take the Magic earlier this week.
The gamblers now, the gamblers are on the side of the Cavs because it's actually gotten more favorable in terms of the odds. And I just don't think people here understand that it's not easy to make the playoffs. It's not easy post-LeBron. And fine, you guys can just sit back and say, ho-hum, playoffs, and take it for granted. I am not. I'm going to enjoy the hell out of this weekend. I am very excited. In fact, now I'm trying to find out if the wife will let me, if I can go on, what is it, Tuesday night.
That's
so,
good permission. It's Monday night. Monday.
So
you don't even know what day they play on.
So there we will see.
Yep, it's a good point. You can do anything once.
So but what else do you want to talk about now that we're not interested in the Cavs? Let's move on to Deshaun Watson.
I am interested in the Cavs.
No,
you're
not.
Yes, obviously I am. If I wasn't interested, I would just sit here and not pay attention to you.
I mean, we could go through the motions on it, but clearly I know what an interested Ken would feel like, and that would be the week in the lead up to the Browns against the Texans. That was real passion.
I think you're
fading. There is zero real passion here.
Don't turn me against the listeners. Don't turn me against the fans. We are of the same. We are of the same ilk here.
They all agree. They all agree with you.
Nothing to agree on.
I'll be at 1 o'clock. I'll be excited about the
Cavs.
Well,
obviously everybody's going to be watching the Cavs at 1 o'clock tomorrow if they're Cleveland sports
fans. I don't know. Based on the lack of reaction, maybe they won't be.
What else are they going to do? They're going to listen to the Taylor Swift thing?
Go out and tend to the lawn. Yes. Listen,
it's going to be bad weather this weekend. They can't.
42 new songs, apparently.
167 new songs by Taylor Swift. You think Travis Kelce ever feels a little jealous?
Why?
Because all the songs are about the exes, apparently, right?
Maybe this one will be a dialed-in Taylor Swift where she is focused on her current boyfriend.
We're ready for the Cavs. 216-474-0092. I said, I want to make sure. I want to make sure people are just going into this series going, you have to prove it to me, not let's get going. I'm not holding anybody back from their unbridled enthusiasm about the Cavaliers this year. I'm not doing any of that. Don't do that. Don't besmirch me.
I can't keep up.
Stop telling people lies about me.
I can't keep up with the mixed messaging at the station. Nick in the afternoon originally wanted Donovan Mitchell shut down, but then he was mad.
That's Nick in the afternoon. That's not Kenny Kern in the morning.
He was furious with the Cavs for what they did at the end of the week by not playing Donovan. It's like, I can't keep up with everybody. Like, make up your mind. They got the Magic. It is a series they are supposed to win. I mean, God help them if they don't win. I mean, there is pressure on the Cavs.
Well, you have to admit
I'm not going over that. I am not going to sit here and act like there's not pressure on the Cavs. I mean, they'll blow the whole thing up if they don't win the series.
Yes.
It'll be humiliating. Dan Gilbert will be there, and he will be sitting in the front row on the baseline. Yeah. And if they don't win this series, it's not just JB on the line. The whole thing is getting shaken up. But there are myriad storylines
here.
And
I do think that, by the way, I would imagine there are several Cavs fans out there who probably feel that that might be the best way forward, because you say what you want to about Dan Gilbert, and a lot of people say a lot of things, but he probably is the best owner for a general sports fan in the city of Cleveland or in Northeast Ohio who has an interest in the Cavs, because he's obviously got a lot of money and he's willing to pay the fiddler for anything to win, and he gets just as emotional as any fan out there. So I wonder if there's some fans out there going, you know what, I'm sick and tired of Kobe Altman. I'm sick and tired of JB Bickerstaff. I'm sick and tired about worrying about all this stuff with Donovan Mitchell here. So if they go out there and they fall flat, I know that this guy's going to take care of it. Now, I don't want that to happen. Again, let me be abundantly clear. I want them to win. I'm a Cavs fan. I'm going to be excited tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. But I do think there's several people out there that are nervous. Again, I'm throwing it out there for everybody. 216-474-0092. You can't just do that to me. You cannot just put words in my mouth that I'm refuting and literally not saying. You can't do that to me. Nick and Stowe, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there, where the way with the last game ending, and my wife and I were there on Sunday, and it was just...
I've never seen game 82 of a season so scrutinized, then all of a sudden Cavs fans want to talk about game 82 as opposed to...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I don't know, the playoffs that start tomorrow.
I am trying.
Maybe that's where we should focus our energy.
I don't know.
Crazy
Stop
thought.
Making me an enemy. Anthony.
It just set a bad mood for the week leading up to the playoffs. I'm excited for the playoffs. I love that the Cavs are in it. I get to watch late April, maybe early May basketball for the teams that I grew up rooting for. but it just left a bad taste in my mouth. And for me, I'm excited for it, but they got to go out and win this first game.
So
they got to set the tone. And
so
then
I
think the Cavs fans will rally after that first game.
So if we do the same thing on Monday, then they'll get in and they'll be excited.
I think they'll get excited Saturday once they win, once they prove that, hey, that was the right call to end the season that way, and that, you know, they're going to go and actually, get through the series.
Nick, thank you very much for the call.
The crazy thing is...
They're mad at him.
The crazy thing is
they're
that
mad at
him, after the Friday night win over the Pacers, I didn't see anybody dwelling on the decision. We already knew that Donovan Mitchell was not going to play, and Darius Garland was questionable, but they basically were saying they were probably not going to play him. I didn't see anybody up in arms. It's only that fourth quarter where they yank guys. Now all of a sudden everybody's up in arms. They were never really trying to go off of that game.
I have not tried to mention it. I've moved on from it. You notice on the other side of the table, I didn't bring it up.
It has to be bigger than game 82. There has to be a bigger reason that fans jumped to this.
Is there a pensiveness because of the goals that are set forward? That it's not necessarily, you got to be honest with each other here. It's not about going as far as we can in the playoffs.
Well, is
it's about
because Boston's
winning a series
in the second
and signing Donovan Mitchell. Maybe it's because Big Bass Boston's in the second round. I don't know. I'd love to win the series and just give Boston hell, to be honest with you. Like, I'm fine. If they win the series, I'm fine with embracing this. If Donovan signs and I can prove something out of Evan Mobley, which I told you on Wednesday you don't want to listen to because you just want to turn me into a villain with everybody, which is not true. I'm more than willing to embrace this if they do what they're supposed to do. But I think a lot of Cavs fans out there are feeling the same way. I just want to make sure we have every opportunity to get excited and play the Michael Stanley and whoop it up before game one.
And ironically...
And people are not taking that opportunity.
New York fans were pissed that Tibbs had those guys playing in an overtime game.
Was mad.
In game 82, they were pissed. And yet here in Cleveland, we're mad that we bench guys in the fourth quarter of a game that really shouldn't have meant anything.
You want to speak about gutless? Jerry's been dodging us for the last several months. Matt in Eastlake, you're next up in the Fan. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
You can tell it's going wonderfully, Matt. Thank you very much for the call. Go ahead.
Do you want me to let you know?
Yeah, let us know. Let me know, Matt.
Desk of Matt in Eastlake.
I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm in a weird place with the Cavs and the Guardians where it's just like, no one impresses me much until you actually win something.
Wait, the Guardians don't impress you at 13-6?
It's regular season. Like, we've had plenty of good regular seasons. Like wake me up when we do some of the playoffs. But I don't know. I don't know. Like, I feel like Matt, I don't know.
Matt is like trying to talk himself into being excited and he can't do it.
I don't know. Here's what concerns me. Like, I almost wonder, like, my issue with worrying about Florida right now is there are several species of heron there and egrets. So I don't know if we need to add that to that.
We're doing coming in hot calls. Here we go. You know, people were asking, are you gonna have Stefanski stick around for coming in hot? That's up to him.
He's not going to stick around for another 40 minutes.
I don't know if he likes the segment.
He might hang out in the back.
Birdie told me he's been listening in recent weeks, so if that's a segment he's into, maybe he'd want to stick around. Maybe we could do coming in hot with the coach.
Is he the guy doing King of the Road every week?
What if it was?
I think we're almost at the end of that song. He's going to have to start singing Kansas City Star.
Last week, so.
216-474-0092. I'll take a couple more. Guys, come on. Come on. Get us going here. And this is, it's like we're trying to work on a vehicle here. We just can't get the car started.
I mean, maybe at 12:30 tomorrow. That's when I'll start to feel
I'm
it.
I'm not bitching about Sunday anymore, guys. Come on, that's in the past. I can't sit there and dwell on that.
I will say Ken has not brought it up.
We're moving on.
Ken has not brought it up at least in 3 days.
We're moving on.
Well, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, 72 hours, and that's a long time.
But the recordings never forget.
Dead serious about this, and you can hit record on this. This is terrible. I hate the Cavs. You messed with that. Stop it.
I don't think he did.
No. Stop it.
That doesn't sound doctored.
It's Cavs to lose. It's a different generation. People believe that crap, man. Don't do that.
Donovan Mitchell saying he's 100%. How does that not get you pumped? Unless you just flat out don't believe him. But Donovan Mitchell saying he's 100%.
Doesn't help that Fedor says he doesn't believe
it. I get that, but he did look close. He did look closer to 100% the last time we saw him, and that was a week ago. So he's had a week since
then. All
right,
let's get him going. 216-474-0092. Also, we got Fix My Life at 745, where it's going to be one hellacious afternoon for a couple of guys in this studio and certainly for a lot of you out there. And coming up next, don't let Greg Newsom pay the price because you're looking for a reason to get excited about the draft. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app so you can listen to Kevin Stefanski at 8 o'clock live in studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.